Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison, or a $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under Edict Number 364. Of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
This is Laura Kuhn of the John Cage Trust. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA, creative and community radio in Greene and Columbia counties.
Find out where the music takes Lou's on the next Deep Threes as the jazz ensemble brings together electric guitar, cello, and spoken word. Plus tracks from Ornette Coleman, Kronos Quartet, Portapack, and Avid Duo. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of J. Johannes Freibel Parker of Ravenna, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. At its year-end meeting December 30th, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors approved to purchase body-worn cameras for sheriff's deputies at a cost of $500,000. Some believe more planning is necessary before the cameras can be activated. The idea of body cameras received favorable responses at the county police reform panel meetings in December. Stockport Police Chief James Delaney said the cameras, and I quote, protect the officer, they protect the town, and they protect the individual being interviewed by the police, end quote. County Sheriff Dave Bartlett said the cameras allow, and I quote, additional accountability, end quote. And Greenport Police Chief Kevin Marchetto said they, and I quote, protect us from lawsuits. It would be nice if insurance companies bought them for us, end quote. At the year-end meeting, the board authorized an agreement with Axon Enterprises Incorporated for $100,000 per year for the purchase of body-worn cameras and related equipment and storage for 5 years. Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Timides noted, and I quote, "For body cameras to be effective tools, there needs to be a good policy on how to use them," end quote. In some cities and counties that do not have good policies, he continued, the camera footage can be edited before the public or the defendant are allowed to see it, if they get to see it at all. The regular use of body cameras can take several months to implement, so there is time to develop a policy in the interim. Chimidi said, and I quote, "It's a matter of doing the work and having the engagement. If we can spend $500,000 on that, we can certainly have a few meetings about how to use it," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mario Mariquin is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said this week he wants to reform New York's unemployment insurance law. Cuomo is pushing changes that would make it easier for part-time workers to qualify for more benefits while reducing employers' contribution to the system at the same time. As part of his $193 billion budget proposal, Cuomo included legislation that would expand unemployment insurance eligibility for those who are able to secure part-time work. The measure would take advantage of improved technology to track work by the hour instead of the day, a move the governor's office claims will eliminate the disincentive for the unemployed to seek part-time work. Existing unemployment insurance laws reduces New Yorkers' weekly benefits by 25% for each day a person works, regardless of hours worked. The new system aims to avoid penalizing part-time workers by tracking hours worked, allowing someone to work a few hours without getting penalized for a full day. If approved by the legislature, New Yorkers working up to 7 days per week but less than 30 hours total and earning less than $504 in gross pay will be eligible for unemployment insurance benefits. The Department of Labor will immediately implement an emergency regulation that will apply the new part-time system this month, which will allow New York residents to file claims with part-time work after January 18th. If approved by the legislature as part of the budget, the change would become permanent. And you can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that after only holding office for 1 year of his 4-year term, Matthew Harris resigned from the Burn Town Board effective February 1st. Harris was a member of the Republican-backed Independence Party, and his seat will be filled with an appointment from the Republican-controlled board until an election next November. Harris cited nonspecific professional and personal obligations for his resignation. A Navy veteran, retired from a career with the Department of Defense, Harris made the most news in the southern Albany County town, discovering last year that Burns Planning Board was not actually codified in the town's law book and had been operating for 50 years that way. You can read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Conservation Advisory Chairman Joshua Lipman said the village of Athens is projected to be the first municipality in Greene County to have electric vehicle charging stations. The Thomas Cole National Historic Site opened the first charging stations in the county this summer. The Athens charging stations are funded by a $10,000 grant from the Athens Community Foundation and will be installed in the municipal lot on North Franklin Street, Lipman said. He said, and I quote, "What we've learned is that there are electric vehicle aficionados that find where the charging stations are and plan their travels based on that information. As soon as COVID lifted, people will come and park their electric vehicles near these charging stations or at charging stations. Hopefully they will shop and eat. It's good for the village. It brings people who will spend dollars and bring attention to the village. And more importantly, it's good for the environment," end quote. Littman said the village board has yet to decide if it will rent or buy the stations. Once that decision is made, the stations will likely be operational in 2 to 3 months. Deputy Mayor Gail Lasher said the board has not yet discussed if there will be a fee to use the charging stations. The station at the Coal Historic Site is open to the public at a fee of $1 per hour for the first 4 hours and $4 per hour for any additional time. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, partly sunny, colder with the highs in the mid-20s. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. It will be cold with a low at around 11 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and cold with a temperature high near 20 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy and cold with a temperature low at 15 to 20 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survive-All shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survive-All basement-type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survive-All do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survive-All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant. Like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Catskills' Amy Rigby has a new song out in 2020 called Here It Is Saturday. It's for a project called the Raymond Chandler Project, a collection of short stories and songs inspired by a list of unused titles of Raymond Chandler.
Sunday was a drag. I thought things couldn't possibly get worse. But Monday I was right there on the brink. Could barely fix a drink. I may have booked a hearse. Said Tuesday still felt cursed, and Wednesday sucked. By Thursday we were well and truly f***ed. Thought Friday was the end. I prayed it all would end. Dear God, please let it end. But here it is Saturday. Saturday, there's something about Saturday. I get back up again. Here can't let the bastards win. Sunday blew the most. Took one look at my phone and I was toast. Damn Monday, I could not get out of bed. Did evil in my head. God's a crazy game show host. Blue Tuesday called a friend. Wednesday they died. Thursday I felt like dirt, cause it hurt my pride. I wish the world would stop. Somebody make it stop. I need this pain to stop. Bastards win. Couldn't possibly get worse.
Number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
After missing many meetings over the fall and into the winter, Catskill Village President Vincent Seely resigned. He claims credit for calling Catskill the ever-improving village. Several years ago, Catskill musician Brian Dewan wrote his own song called Our Ever-Improving Village. Here is that song.
This is a song called The Ever-Improving Village. And Pepto-Bismol sunset tips aslant and seeps into the water table like a sewage treatment plant. A bus box swings at screeches on which feral children play. Their hollers strain through chain link fences all the mean dog day. Left at Colonial Drug, the local den of sin. Kitty corner across the street from the horse and buggy motor inn. A crooked mile past Murderer's Creek, just north of Indian Head Hill, lies our ever-improving village on the banks of Thornbush Kill. That be won't likely vote for doing something rash, like plow the streets or fill in potholes or pick up household trash. They raise the ban shell for being an attractive nuisance, so they say. Then they tore down the public library for being old and in the way. Put a wub mart up, invoking eminent domain, in hopes it will kill off the local business that remains. Yet once there was an ordinance that you couldn't build no higher than the statue of William Penknife or the Second Parish Spire. Things aren't so bad, they're getting better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Things aren't so bad, they're getting better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Instead of loitering round the liquor store, the wayward youth will enter our state-of-the-art brand spanking new juvenile detention center. Get your kicks at the 5 and 10 12-lane polydrome. The ace of burgers, the rummage roost, or the gloaming old folks home. We've got the county's largest junkyard, which truly does deserve to be declared an accidental wildlife preserve. In spite of all you've heard about the underground oil spillage, you've got to admit we've got a heck of a view from our ever-improving village. We're not so bad, we're getting better in our ever-improving
number
8.
Next up, we hear local music. This is Jaded Azarides, the poetry of Columbia County author Karen Schomer, and the bass playing of Mike Watt, who's known for his musicianship in The Minutemen, Firehose with E, Pop, and others. This song is called No One Else Is a Diamond from their 2020 album Trace.
My eyes collect pennies of light, minted on the river far below. As I cross the suspension bridge, they are like birds. Not birds I see, but all the birds. A lifetime of seagulls above oceans and parking lots and town dumps. Inverted wave points, whirling, spying, folding wings and diving toward me, the sun shining, the one hard sun, and the many, many birds in the air. As I walk across the suspension bridge, the many birds I can't see, whirling, whipping about my ears, crying, tongues out, claws extended, red dots on beaks for fledglings to peck at, and unforgiving eyes, clinical, judgmental eyes, looking to prey upon or steal from me.
Number
7.
Thank you.
That was A Winged Victory for the Sullen, song So That the City Can Begin to Exist from 2021.
Number six.
Here's a 2021 song from Hudson's Buke and Gase and So Percussion, who are partially based on the Bard College campus. The song is called Ancient Tool Gadget. Thank you.
number 5.
We'll be right back.
That was new music from Scanner. The song is called Shuffle Shimmer from the 2021 album Trawl.
Number.
Here's local artist Liam Singer, who runs Hilo and Catskill, to his song Test Tone from his 2018 release Finish Him.
Thank you.
number three.
Spend
That was Columbia County's Elvis Perkins with his song from 2020, Sea Monkey.
Number two.
These hands are to love, these hands are to hold. These hands I'm keeping all for my own. I'm in love, I'm alone. 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 I need a double.
That was I'm in Love from the 2021 album In Love Alone from Hudson's Emily Ritz on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number one.
I realize the best part of love is the thinnest lies. It don't count for much, but I'm not letting go. I believe there's still much to believe in. So lift your eyes if you feel you can. Reach for a star and I'll show you a plan. I have figured it out. What I needed was someone to show me. You know you can't fool me. I've been loving you too long. It started out easy. You want to carry on. I've lost in love and I don't know much. Was I thinking aloud and fell out of touch? But I'm back on my feet and eager to be what I am.